WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
It was the go home to the Royal Rumble where people are earning their spots or just saying I'm in the Rumble tonight on Monday Night Raw. Many, many surprises and shocks as well.
So wait, does that mean we can declare for the Rumble?
We are officially declaring that Lindsay is entering the Royal Rumble.
Yay! My strategy is to just latch on to Bray Wyatt, or just let him fight for me, you know, like in the WTR Rumble.
Which is available at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Plugs.
Because, you know, that's how I roll.
We're shameless, shameless shows. Good evening, everybody. It's the Raw Post Show, presented by GirlWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at instagram.com/mbg1211.
LeMans, Taker's been looking rough for a while now. This is not the first year that's happened. He actually looks a little bit better than what he has in, what, past years? Because at 30, at WrestleMania 30, he looked bad.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he's been taking better care of himself, so you can tell that he's okay. But yeah, he's aged significantly since... It's like every year... He goes away and he's gone and he comes back and he looks like he's aged like 5 to 10 years.
We'll get to Taker here in a bit. I mentioned people said they were going to, you know, just come out and say, we're in the Rumble. So let's see. New Day was in the ring talking about they're going to be the next Universal Champion. And so when Cass came out, Cass said he's in the Rumble. Rusev came out, said one, he's handsome, and two, he's in the Rumble. And Titus O'Neil was just there. That was a thing. And then Braun Strowman came out, and there was an 8-man tag, because Titus can't do math. And Team Braun Strowman won where Braun killed Enzo.
Like you do.
After the match, speaking of people who just declared themselves in the Rumble on WWE.com, or their Facebook page, or whatever, Big Show was back in a USA singlet, and they had a stare down. Strowman bailed away, saying, on my time. But either way, we have many men to say, I'm in the Rumble tonight.
Strowman and Big Show? No. That's a negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full on that. Please do not do that.
No, we don't need to see that match. No, we don't. Speaking of Royal Rumble matches, spots, Stephanie McMahon has declared that Sami Zayn must earn his. While Rusev and Big Cass can just say, I'm in. Sammy has to earn his. His opponent on this evening was the one and only Seth Rollins. And boy, oh boy, did they have a match. Now, the caveat to this match was Seth Rollins' spot would be the one up for grabs. So, if Sami Zayn wins, he would get Seth Rollins' spot, and Seth Rollins would be out of the Rumble. This was a fantastic match. We had a tease of the Pepsi plunge, aka the pedigree from the top rope, and somewhere some guy from Chicago went, hey, they ain't gonna let him do that move, right? Nah.
No, but once a certain Hideo Itami comes back, he might start putting people to sleep again.
He has to stay healthy to do that. Then we had, this was just an awesome match. Near fall after near fall, big moment after big moment. We then had the pedigree on the toughest part of the ring, not the hardest, the toughest part of the wings, ring, said Cole. And then he pushes Sami Zayn back in the ring, and he goes for the cover. One.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
And the crowd erupts.
He has a really pretty entrance. I'm just going to say that right now. Hunter's entrance, very, very nice on the new set. Digging it a lot.
But there was no Triple H, but there was a small package. Sami Zayn beat Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is out of the Royal Rumble.
You know, here's the thing. Seth's been saying he's been looking for Hunter for weeks. He's been trying to find him. He can't find him anywhere, even though, you know, all you have to do is look at Hunter's Twitter to find him. He's not exactly difficult. But yeah, so I guess after weeks and weeks and weeks of Seth threatening to find Hunter, Hunter decided to find Seth. That or Finn Balor was backstage and he was screwing with Seth. Who knows?
So what I can see happen, and we'll talk more about on Thursday when we fully preview it, is maybe we'll have Seth Rollins call out Triple H.
We
have some sort of confrontation. Instead of doing it in the Rumble match, you just have a fight at the Rumble. An unsanctioned fight at the Rumble. They got 4 hours. Why not? Could be something. We'll go in more detail on Thursday. But I just wanted to throw that out there, since it was on the top of my head tonight. So Sami is in. Rollins is mad. He was all huffing and puffing and trying to blow Foley over, and it didn't, you know. Foley said, I had nothing to do with it. It was Stephanie. It was Hunter. I don't know. It was mainly. It was Stephanie. She called it them probably. You don't know. That was a thing.
Basically, Foley and Stephanie were talking about the future, and, well, Foley got told, you need to go...
Go do it, and that's how the whole setup was, yeah.
Yeah, that's how the whole setup was.
So, there was that on the show.
But Foley made sure to state several times, I don't agree with this.
This was not my idea. I'm just doing as I'm told. She's passing down executive orders, so I have to give you this news. Whether it's real or not. Anyway, 205 Live happened on the show. Mustafa Ali, TJ Perkins, and Jack Gallagher beat, I should say, the gentleman Jack Gallagher, defeated Daivari, Tony Nese, and Drew Gulak.
Poor Coke guy, but at least he got his side piece back, so there's that.
Mustafa Ali hit the reverse 450, which is really, really sweet.
Yeah, that is a pretty move. He can hit that nicely.
Rich Swann defeated Noam Dar. Afterwards, Swan called out Neville. Neville was like, I'm not gonna fight. And then Swan did a big dive, and that's how that went. Nice little stuff there.
We have to mention that Noam Dar had help from the beautiful Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox. And then speaking of Alicia Fox, Cedric Alexander was interviewed about facing Neville tomorrow night on 205 Live. And then Alicia came in and started screaming. And Noam Dar said, Alicia Fox is in my corner now. Alicia Fox.
And Vince is somewhere giggling.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the deal.
That's kind of how that went.
That's how that goes these days. He giggles. He giggles, he giggles. Cesaro lost to Luke Gallows.
At least it wasn't Sheamus.
At least it wasn't Sheamus, because points. They're setting...
It's all about the fantasy.
All about the fantasy. It sets up the tag team title match on the two-hour kickoff show on Sunday. It'll be Gallows and Anderson versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the titles, with not one, but two referees. That's a first.
Make sure there are no shenanigans.
No shenanigans whatsoever. Nia Jax beat up some girl in like a half a minute. She legit squashed her with a bonsai drop, as it were, in the corner. And then she said she's, you know, got rid of the boss and, you know, she broke the boss or whatever it was. And then the boss came out and we all kind of figured what was happening. She comes down hobbling with the crutch and then starts whacking Nia with the crutch and does the double knees off the ring apron down to the floor. So it's like, looks like the boss is pretty, pretty good right now.
Yeah, it was like, we all know Sasha's playing. We all know she's playing possum. It's like, you're just waiting for it. You're waiting for it. And then she just starts whacking Nia with that crutch, and it's like, it's not doing anything. And then she hits the move over the top rope. Like, nice. There you go, Sasha. There you go.
No, I would not call that a swan dive when he dives through the ropes. Nice try for a pun, but that is not a swan dive.
It could be.
No, a swan dive is a flip. There's already a move called the swan dive.
But if a man named Swan does it, and it's technically a dive, wouldn't it be a swan dive?
There's already a move called that. It's kind of come up with something. It could be a rich drive.
Actually, that's not bad.
We had two nice sit-down promos, one with Charlotte, one with Bayley, where the internet freaked out. Oh my god, Bayley has a tattoo? Oh my god.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you don't really ever see Bayley's tattoos because she has more than one, especially the one on the back of her neck, because when they shoot her, she's generally in the ring or they generally shoot her from the front. You don't really ever see Bayley from the back. So it's like it's either covered by her hair, it's in the wrestling match, or they could possibly even put makeup on it to kind of conceal it. And there it was like a very clear shot of it. And it's like, oh, Bayley has a tattoo on the back of her neck. That's awesome.
Yeah, Bayley talked about being a fan, growing up as a fan, and, you know, she said the fans make it feel like she can do anything, and she's going to do whatever she can to win the women's title on Sunday. She said she doesn't have the DNA or bloodline, but she has 2 wins over Charlotte, and she'll walk out as champion. It's like, this was a good promo from Bayley. It's like, she's proving there's nothing wrong with being a fan and nothing wrong with family and everything like that. It was perfect. And she talked about her connection with the fans. It's like, this is why this girl's going to be a star.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the passion and the drive, and it all just came out in that interview. It was so good. So, so good. Bayley is their next top star.
Charlotte,
one of their next top stars.
And Charlotte did a great job, too. She talked about the exact opposite. This is her bloodline. This is her family. Got her in. Flair's win at the Rumble. It's all about them. It's like, they dominate. It's like, she's a great athlete, and this is what she was born to do. She could have been in the WNBA or volleyball or whatever. It's like, yeah, her father got her in, but guess what? She still worked for whatever she has, and she worked for becoming champion, and she respects Bayley, but she will continue to be the queen of the network special. I mean, the pay-per-view. Even though we're not allowed to call it pay-per-view.
But they're calling it a pay-per-view.
So it's one of those things. Like, okay, great. These were two great promos by the girls. So I was like, that was perfect. The other main story of the show was Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns talked about wanting to become the Universal Champion, and he will do it on Sunday, because Jericho is going to be locked in a cage, and that'll be that. Owens and Jericho came out, and they start going back and forth, and Owens says he's going to win, and Jericho calls Reigns a stupid idiot, and then he was bragging, and then sort of backed his way into giving Roman Reigns a title shot tonight, and Kevin Owens was like, yeah, you'll get the match. You got it. Awesome. There you go. You have the match. Which will be for the U.S. title, and that's what it was. Roman Reigns and Chris Jericho had a good match, as they always do. Kevin Owens interfered, causing disqualification. They tried putting Roman in the cage.
They wanted to get kinky.
But instead, Roman was the one who was able to put Kevin Owens in the cage, which was at a nice spot as Kevin's being, you know, lifted up in the air. Jericho climbs onto the cage. It's like, Chris, are you gonna go all the way up and hang? You sure? Oh no. Roman Reigns hits the sexy pinata with the Superman punch and knocks him off the cage. And then the spear.
Yeah. We need to talk about Atlee Green's question to go back to the women's match.
All right, let me finish this, then we'll get to that.
Okay.
After that, Kevin Owens got pulled out of the cage, and he was mad, and Charlie came up and said, well, it's now no DQ match as well. And it's like, Kevin's like, no, it's unfair. It's not going to happen. It should be canceled. This matchup should be canceled. So Kevin was not happy.
Kevin had a mad. Kevin threw a fit. Jericho threw a fit. The shark cage got slammed a lot, which I'm like, you know, you guys have to be gentle with that. You know, that came from somebody's private stock somewhere, that they do something with it, don't want to think about it. So, you know, maybe you should take a little bit more care of that. Just a thought.
Right. So, he brought up, the chatter brought up in the, who will Bayley get the belt on Sunday? Officially, I'm up in the air about that.
You know what? If you want to hear our answer, tune into The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, because we're picking the Rumble.
Right here at wildtalkradio.com, garlic.net, and beyond. So.
Sorry to cabana you, but gotta, you know.
Shield the show.
Gotta shield the show. Because we're shameless, shameless whores like that.
Exactly. Then came the main event segment, because they've been teasing him all night. Goldberg shows up. He cuts a promo where he gets lost in the first 5 seconds. First off, he was bleeding.
How was he bleeding? Like, what did he do? Was it just one of the sparks from his entrance, maybe?
No, he was bleeding before he came out. He cut his head when shaving it.
Oh, God.
And he probably did it, like, an hour ago. He probably cleaned up his head, and he was bleeding, and they couldn't stop it. I don't know. So he got confused with his promo, because I think the blood and the chance for Goldberg were screwing him up. So he starts cutting the promo, and says he has to spear or in Jackhammer 29 other guys, that's what he'll do. He's not going to let anyone stand in his way, as he's going to get the shot at the Universal title, whether it be Kevin Owens or Roman Reigns, at WrestleMania. And he was about to say they're all next when Paul Heyman came out. Paul Heyman said, the match could produce many, many possibilities. Many of them. Could produce Goldberg versus Randy Orton. Goldberg versus Braun Strowman. Many of the surprise entrances they pull out of their tuchus every year. Which was a great line.
Yeah.
Could be Goldberg versus The Undertaker. Who knows? Or Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. And then the music hit. Brock Lesnar comes out. Heyman says, behold, Mr. Goldberg, the object, the instrument of your demise. You'll be being victimized, emasculated, and conquered in the Royal Rumble, and then eliminated by Brock Lesnar.
Didn't we say that the last time? At least not the Rumble part, but the rest of it.
Yeah, I know.
And Brock got beat in like 2 minutes. Saying. When we all sat here really confused for like the next 10, like going, what?
Right. And then Heyman got cut off by Bill Goldberg and goes, are you going to be a man and come down here, boy? Or are you going to sit here like a dumbass? So Lesnar comes to the ring. He surrounds the ring. He does a slow little walk. He finally gets in the ring. And Goldberg and Brock Lesnar are about to go face to face. And then you hear... And wouldn't you know it? The Undertaker shows up. And the three of them stare down one another. To end Monday Night Raw.
I will say I found it interesting that Brock like was actually acting kind of afraid of Taker, although it was probably the combination of Taker and Goldberg. Because I'm sitting here like, you know what? Keep Brock and Taker away from each other. Please keep them away from each other. Nobody needs to go home with a concussion. So, you know, please keep them apart. Because, you know, we're, what, 2 months out from Mania? Taker cannot get hurt right now. He cannot get hurt. Keep him away from Brock.
Yeah. So
Coming back to Bray.
So I was telling Lindsay throughout the show, I was like, Taker's going to be here. She's like, no, they're not going to fly him into Cleveland for this. And I told her exactly how it would go. Goldberg-Brock confrontation, Taker's music hits, he appears in the ring, and they go off the air. Hey, look, that's what happened. Perfect way to end Raw. You highlight the three big names in the Royal Rumble from Monday Night Raw, all part-timers. But that's okay. Because that was an awesome close to Raw.
It was.
It showed the star map power. It teased some big moments. This is going to be the most loaded Rumble with the biggest names. And honestly, the most unpredictable finish they've had in a long, long time. Because there's no idea who's going to win this Rumble. None.
Bray Wyatt or Samoa Joe.
Okay, that's selfish, first of all.
How many weeks were you at calling for Taker?
You're selfish. You're going to screw me out of points. The Undertaker's going to win this Rumble. Just saying.
Are you sure?
I'm...
It could be a Team Fluffy victory. You never know.
It could be. But no, it really is a legit unpredictable Royal Rumble. Because usually you know who's going to win. This year, nobody knows for sure. And we'll talk all about that Thursday.
That's right. Tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com for The Rat. We are going to be talking so much stuff. It's a stacked show for you guys. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We're going to be talking NXT TakeOver, Royal Rumble, and so much more. It's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. The Rat.
Tomorrow night, like legit 24 hours from now, go to twitch.tv/RatRadioShow. We'll be simulating the 2017 Royal Rumble. Before we tell you who wins on Thursday, we're actually going to show the sim live before it hits YouTube. So go to twitch.tv/RackRadioShow 24 hours from now. So it's 11:30 Eastern. Be there. Or be square. Follow Rack on Twitter, RackRadioShow, Facebook.com/RackRadioShow, RackRadioShow.com. Subscribe to that YouTube channel, YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio. We have Say What? The Great... Then Greater Than Great Debate. We're going to do comedy movies because the intern has to provide me with the list.
Who won the cartoons?
Go back and listen to the episode where we talked the Greater Than Great Debate cartoons. Available now at cbradiolive.com. You got to listen to find out.
You can put it in our chat box.
Or I can tell you in 2 minutes. But everyone else, go to cbradiolive.com. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, running at the Royal Rumble with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega, recapping everything that goes down on the Royal Rumble. We'll be back next Monday Night Raw post-show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, recapping everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Stay tuned to WildTalkRadio.com all week long for simulations, for articles about the Royal Rumble. We've got a lot of stuff planned. It's Royal Rumble week. It's one of the best weekends of the year. We're going to have all the coverage right here at WildTalkRadio.com. Thanks to Gerwick.net. And Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. Check out his stuff at WrestleZone.com. We'll be back next Monday at Raw Power Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, and Thursday night on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So for Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night, right here for the Rack, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.